This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is not at all uncommon when somebody puts their house on the market to stage the thing, fill it with nice furniture and art, rented furniture and art, of course, to make it look nicer. Some companies take that model one step farther. They stage the humans. They find people to actually live in the houses for sale to make them feel more like homes. From WUNC, Eric Mennel reports.
About a year ago, Cora Blinsman's mom passed away. Needless to say, it was really hard on her. She started taking stock of her own life. Cora had been a full-time stay-at-home mom for 20 years, and she was feeling burnt out. She needed space, so she got a lot of it.
I love the kitchen because it's got two cooking surfaces. You got the gas and the electric.
Cora applied to be a home manager with Show Homes, a nationwide home staging company. Basically, she pays a monthly fee to live in a really nice house for sale in one of Chapel Hill, North Carolina's nicest upscale communities. This one is currently going for $430,000. The idea behind Show Homes is that when someone lives in a home, it just feels warmer, more attractive to buyers.
They see how you live in the house. You got your bedroom slippers in the bedroom. And I mean, I kept it very neat, but you could tell that somebody lived there.
Buyers are smart. They can tell they're walking into a staged home.
Fred Pearson is the franchise manager for Show Homes in the Chapel Hill area. He says the home manager method is the company's most effective service. 70% of the homes with managers living in them get an offer. And these are not always easy homes to sell. They're often worth more than $1 million. The home Cora is in had been on the market for a year before she moved in, about 2 months ago. Now, she pays $1,100 a month for a home that would normally have mortgage payments 2 to 3 times that amount. So it's a good deal. But Pearson says there are drawbacks.
If home managers are doing this just for the savings, then it will not work. It has to be a lifestyle that they are willing to compromise.
For example, Cora only lived in her first home for 5 weeks before it sold. Some managers can move up to 5 times a year. And there are rules.
They're very basic. You make your bed every day. Towels are not hung up over the shower. They are placed in the dryer, so they're warm when you come home.
You know, pick your stuff up and make sure it looks nice. And the stuff I was always telling my kids, you know.
Also, don't keep anything too personal lying around. No religious insignia, no personal photos.
We had one house that had murals of a football team. We really can't have that because the buyers may love the house but hate that football team.
Cora says the rules haven't been so bad. On the contrary, this home at this time has been really good for her. She says living in a wealthy community has opened her eyes to an entirely different lifestyle.
I can be a part of the community and I can fit in very well, but if I had a little broken down car, I could never drive through this neighborhood. I would just be like, oh my God, you know, they're going to want to throw me out.
And this is the real trick behind Show Home success. It's not just about giving the buyer a look into someone else's life. It's about doing the same for the home manager, giving them a chance to be someone else, if only for a little while. In Chapel Hill, I'm Eric Mennel for Marketplace.